This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Apparently, Neil Cavuto from Fox News, he has done his last show. Yesterday was his last show. He signed off. 28 years. I'm pretty sure that would make him one of the longest, if not the longest one, at Fox News. Today I wanted to let you know it's my final show. I'm leaving Fox. I've been planning this day for some time. This just seemed like a good time. Now, some of you might be thinking, well, Neil, it is about time. After all, I've been doing this for nearly three decades. You know, there are people working with me who weren't even born when I started at Fox. That's how old I am. But I'm not leaving journalism. I'm just leaving here. Really? That's interesting. Now, you know he suffers from MS, and that's one of the reasons why he would be absent many times. And it's alleged, my understanding was, he was offered a contract to continue. I don't know if it involved any sort of a pay decrease or anything else. Again, these are supposed insiders speaking anonymously. But, I wonder what he's going to do. I mean, if you've put in 28 years there, I am sure he was paid very well, as it should be, and the ratings backed all that up. But why wouldn't you want to retire, especially when, you know, you have these health-related issues that, I don't know, the stress of the kind of work and job that he does seems like it would only exacerbate something like MS. But I don't know that much about it. But anyway, he said, I'm not leaving journalism. I'm just leaving here.
So when people leave Fox, one of the main reasons we see is they're maybe not as conservative-minded as maybe a lot of the viewers are.
Or the opposite.
And they go someplace a little more lefty. Or they go do their own thing, kind of like a Tucker.
Yeah.
So what's your feeling on this one?
You know,
I know I'm putting you on the spot.
Well, if you're thinking of my brain,
right,
and I look at it like, well, the guy has made a truckload of money. How about trying to live a life for a while before, you know, because your days are numbered.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that's easy for me to say. The kind of people that are driven to the extent to where they make it to a position like that are not the kind of people that really are happy when they dial it back.
Right.
So he probably has to find something, and maybe he'll find the perfect kind of in between, keep himself busy enough, but not a hectic, kind of a pace. I don't know. I'm speculating. You see, it's always easy because I'm sure there's some, you know, poor person probably going, well, Bob Rose, I bet you made, a few bucks back in the day. I'm like, yeah, and I told you where I spent every dime of it between a boat and a car and vacations.
Uh-huh.
But no, I have been good about my 401k. I say that's my one positive, consistent thing I have done. But anyway, he said, Neil Cavuto, doing his last show, said they've been very good to me these many years and offered a very generous opportunity for me to stay here. That's pretty amazing considering the fact that, I don't know, I might have missed a day or two here and there battling everything from MS and COVID and countless infections, even open heart surgery. I didn't even know about that. Then there were those awful series of hangnails. Of course, that's part of his wit. He said, I might have been unlucky in health, but very lucky for the support I got here and the things I got to do here. I got to do what I love, report the news. not shout the news, not blast the news, and not, well, call names, just call balls and strikes. Following the news to hold truth to power and fairness to all, that's it, that's me. But while you see me, you really don't see the people behind me. This is nice that he gives credit, you know, because when I say team, that's just another word for Greg. Greg is the team. Where he actually has a team.
Yeah, it's true.
He's got producers,
yeah,
writers, cameramen, directors across three shows.
Yeah.
And he says, and you know, all these years they've been carrying me. And that's a pretty heavy lift. So that's nice that he gave a shout out to those folks that he's worked with. And he said, if I said something that ticked you off, and apparently I did a lot, but now I'm off and saving my biggest thanks for last. Wow. Thanks for allowing me in your home, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, nicely put.
Yeah. Now, my personal opinion, and I know you... See, he didn't die. So remember, you're not supposed to say negative about... Right. So let me tell you my take. I was a pretty big fan early on when, you know, I first was introduced to Fox News and all that. Big fan of, you know, most of the hosts. But didn't always agree. You know what I mean? Bill O'Reilly's a great example of... he'd get you to think. I didn't always agree with him, but I liked how strong he was in his opinion and his delivery. And there was an entertainment factor there, too. Cavuto, when he stuck to the financial things, I thought he did a fantastic job. As the years went on, he began to bloviate more, especially when he was doing interviews. He would ask 34 sentences as in a question. And it became really irritating. And I know, look, his health, he didn't always have maybe some of the energy that you would expect. But in my opinion, he seemed like he got a little weaker in terms of conservatism as well. I really felt he did. And I think a lot of people feel the same way. He started to get mushy. And I think, and I'm speculating here, I don't think he was a big fan of Trump's.
Right.
And that may have led to maybe some of that mushiness.
Right.
He did do some great interviews, though, I have to say that. He did some great ones, and then some of them were, I don't know, could have been better.
So, if that is the case, a little squishy as a conservative, leaving Fox, maybe he takes a little time. Does he go do his own thing, or if he's moving a little more moderate to left, does he go to an MSNBC and try to help them? Does he go to a CNN and try to help them? Where does he go if he's not there?
Well, it would be a great pickup for CNN,
sure,
who we were talking about earlier in the show.
Yeah.
Their ratings, especially in the 25-54 age group, is like, you know, tens of thousands, not hundreds of thousands.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are definitely hurting in that age group, and their programming has got to be a part of it. So, yeah, I think it'd be a big get for them.
Right.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Be interesting if they try to change what they're doing, because what they're doing now doesn't work.
Not so much, no.
And they didn't have to pay me a consulting fee to come up with that.
Mm-mm.
Right?